Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you care about the Stars and Stripes and what they stand for? What are you willing to do about the fact that America as we know it is under attack on so many fronts?
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
That's the question we begin. I'm done thinking anything's going to happen in this town I'm in, Washington, D.C., for the second day of our Hold Their Feet to the Fire event hosted by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, an entity that has fought on this front for decades, and they thought they'd seen it all until Team Biden decided to literally shred every law, every norm, every sense of decency, all on purpose. And I've come to this conclusion after a day and a half here, and another lineup today where if you don't understand the problem, you aren't paying attention. And it's told through the eyes here of the frontline law enforcement officials from all across America, as well as federal, Border Patrol and ICE and other federal agents who are being dishonored by the Trump administration, by the Biden administration, rather, and disregarding all of the success that came from the Trump administration, as well as families who lost loved ones because of illegal immigration. Now we have a global pandemic, and we have rules for Americans, but not for illegal criminal members who say, we don't care about your laws. In fact, they're being welcomed here. And we're living through this very weird time. What was the movie Tom Hanks was in? It's sort of Orwellian 1984, but there was a more recent example of this. You remember that movie? Talking about
no.
Kev?
Which one?
It was the one where it was everything was for show. It was all like.
Oh no, you're talking about Jim Carrey and a Truman Show.
The Truman Show. It was
Jim
Carrey.
Show.
Yeah, the
Jim
Truman
Carrey,
Show.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Did you see Joe Biden get his flu shot? Did you see it
on the TV set there in the?
But folks, if you missed this, the video that was released of Joe Biden getting his flu shot was everywhere, right? And it looked like it was in the Oval Office. And, you got the pretty green behind him in the Rose Garden and everything. Mm-hmm. And then some reporter decided to put out the fact that it was on a TV set, literally somewhere else in the White House complex. Now, why in the world, why not just do it in the Oval Office? Why do you have to have a fake? It's like, there's one reality and there's another what they want you to believe the reality is. And that's playing out on the border right now. But I'm almost growing weary of the stories. Of the examples of corridors being defied. It's so obvious. It's so obvious a fifth grader could figure this out in 10 seconds and have more of a cognitive response to it than Joe Biden does. So let's stop pretending this is by accident. Question is, what do we do about it? And I'm going to suggest something today that if you live in North Dakota, that you need to tell the governor, Doug Burgum, Wayne Stensham, the Attorney General, the two highest-ranking officials in the state of North Dakota, that you want North Dakota to do something about it. Now you could say, well, Scott, what's North Dakota got it? Look, where are the people coming from at the southern border? Everywhere. And what I've learned is that the northern border is more at risk because of the southern border. Less on the human trafficking side, but you know what comes across the northern border? In record numbers now because of the resources being peeled off from the northern border to the southern border? Drugs. Fentanyl. That's killing our kids. They think they're taking some kind of anxiety drug because they're not, in any kind of normal mode right now. And guess what they're getting? Fentanyl.
They're made to look like other
exactly.
drugs. The pills are
and by the way,
like
that all comes from China.
Oh, yeah.
And comes here. So if I'm in North Dakota, I want Governor Burgum and I want the Attorney General Wayne Stensham to do something. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it easy for you to tell them what it is you think we should do. And I'm not asking anybody to be disrespectful about this. I think we just need to let our voices be heard because the amount of frustration, anger, sadness, and flat-out despair right now is I can feel it in every ounce of my bones from our audience. from the people that are turning this program on. And I hear from some who say, I can't listen anymore because I'm losing hope. I'm losing hope in what's happening to our country. And I'm like, that's letting the bad guys win. We can't do that. We've got to be happy warriors here. We've got to be joyful warriors. But we cannot just resign ourselves to say, well, it is how it is. I'm just done. So, and we have listeners in South Dakota. We have listeners in Minnesota. And I'm here to tell you, folks, if you speak in a loud voice, and the one thing our Minnesota neighbors have and our Montana neighbors have is there's more Democrats in those two states in power than there are in North Dakota and South Dakota. So letting your voices be heard, I will promise you this, will cause them to rethink this. They'll see the poll numbers on the border, and by the way, they're in the tank. The Biden administration handling of the border crisis among Americans, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, is in the tank. They know that. They know that's not sustainable, so they're doing as much as they can, as quick as they can, to do something about it. If you text this number today, and you tell me, my name is, here's where I live, here's what I want North Dakota to do, Governor Burgum and Wayne Stengem will receive that directly. Same with Kristi Noem and the South Dakota Attorney General. Same with Keith Ellison, the Minnesota Attorney General, and Governor Tim Walz. They will see it. For our Montana listeners, the same thing. Why are you laughing, Kevin? You're chuckling.
Keith Ellison will round file that before he even opens the envelope.
I get it. But that is not a reason not to do it.
That's true.
Because Keith Ellison will have to think about the consequences. Because Keith Ellison is nothing if not a political animal. Keith Ellison wants to be in power, no matter if it's in Congress, governor, you know, whatever he can do to be in power. The guy's super smooth. Same with Tim Walz. Tim Walz gets up every day wanting to preserve his political power. Previously in Congress, now as governor. He's getting ready to run again.
Yeah.
And he has to worry about what you think. So there's two ways to react to what we know is happening. Screw it. America's over as we know it. We don't have borders, we don't have countries. So we're done. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go in the fetal position at home and just, you know, give up. Or you can say, here's a way I at least know elected leaders that can do something about this. Because the only way we fix the border crisis, honestly, is if we return to what the 10th Amendment was all about. And the Founding Fathers saying, it is up to us in states to protect us. It's up to us in states to govern us. And the only areas the federal government can do things are specifically listed in the Constitution. They can't touch anything else. But woke courts, decades of inaction, American people not paying attention has eroded all that. We could fix all of this garbage if we return to that one simple thing, that the 10th Amendment is actually as it was envisioned. And that means that states have to exercise their rights. We have Trump judges in North Dakota, Trump federal judges. We have Trump federal judges on the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. You know, we have one of the warriors on the conservative legal federalist front, and Judge Ralph Erickson on the Court of Appeals in the 8th Circuit. So if Wayne Stengem says, I'm going to fight, I'm not going to wait for other states to do it and then join that, I'm actually going to fight for North Dakota, he will do this. Wayne Stengem is not a bad person. Wayne Stengem is not a bad attorney general. But there's a million things competing for his attention. If he knows this is what you care about more than anything, if Governor Burgum says, you know, I need to win conservatives back because they don't like me because of COVID, and I want to be governor forever. I'm not sure he doesn't, because he's talked recently about literally, you know, there's no term limit, so maybe I'll run again. And there have been people that have told me in Republican Party circles in North Dakota the governor wants to run again. He wants to be the longest-serving governor in the history of North Dakota. But for his numbers with conservatives, that's plausible, right? So it matters what you think. So I'm offering this. I will make sure they get it, because that's where I'm channeling my frustration. I'm channeling my frustration and say, North Dakota, what are you going to do about it? North Dakotans, are you going to ask your elected leaders to do something about it? That's where I'm channeling it. We have to come down like a force rhetorically, with our hearts and minds poured into our words to them to do something about it. And anybody listening that says, why does it matter? You've given up. You've given up. You're throwing in the towel. I think America's worth a little extra effort to focus our frustration where we live. And statewide elected leaders can do something about this. So, text me. No matter where you're from, tell me, here's my name, here's where I'm from, here's what I want done about it. 701-237-1590. Simple as that. 701-237-1590. Need I say it again? 701-237-1590. I'm warning you in advance, folks, of how frustrated you're going to be when the rest of this program plays out today. Because you're going to hear from people who've been personally impacted by this, who've lost loved ones from this. Okay? You're going to hear from law enforcement officials who understand how to fix this that are being ignored. You're going to hear from people in the Trump administration who knew how to do this and did it, and it stopped, and all of their work has been undone in 8 months. Because the next fiscal year is when all of this gets done. So I'm going to give you all the ammo you need from the people you're going to hear from in their own voices today. And if it doesn't awaken you, when we come back, a Democrat, a leader of the Border Patrol Union, he'll tell you how bad it is. This isn't a Republican, conservative versus liberal thing. Stay tuned. More coming up. Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank in Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Pre-activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back in Washington, D.C., this is Scott Hennen, the last day of our broadcast from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. We're identifying this problem at the border, trying to awake the masses and get you to do something about it. Brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Been around since 1908. Seen a lot that time, and pandemics are not new, and other viruses are not new. And you know what? Now there's great technology on indoor air quality. And they have the range of options that can help you have peace of mind on not only this virus, but many others. They're being deployed all over. Find out more at hatandsons.com. in healthcare, in schools, their systems. H.A. Thompson & Sons has the answer. Our next guest is a Border Patrol agent, but also happens to be president of the National Border Patrol Council and represents 16,500 Border Patrol agents. Brandon Judd, good to have you back. Get me in the mind of Border Patrol agents today and what they're seeing.
Well, first off, we can't thank you enough for actually going down and seeing what we're facing on a daily basis. That means an awful lot to our agents. When we actually have the reporters that are willing, the talk show hosts, the reporters, all those people that are willing to actually go down and see what we face on a daily basis, to present the picture to the American public so that they can form opinions based upon true facts, that's what's so important to us, because we want that border secured, but without your listeners, we just can't do it. So again, we thank you for that. But what we're facing right now is anything that we've never seen before. We've never seen what we're dealing with right now. Back in the early 2000s, we made 2 million apprehensions, but we weren't dealing with 2 million different people. We were dealing with primarily people from Mexico, and we were arresting the same people over and over again. Today, we're dealing with people from 151 different countries. When we cleared that bridge out in Del Rio last Friday, the very next day, we apprehended people from Gambia, Senegal, Uzbekistan, Colombia, Brazil, Venezuela. We apprehend people from all over the world right now, and that's not something that we've ever dealt with before.
And by the way, on the numbers, the 2 million you talked about was over what time?
You can't compare that fiscal year to this fiscal year, because the first 3 months of this fiscal year was under President Donald Trump, and of course those numbers were way down. But if you compare a calendar year to calendar year, we're breaking every single record under this president.
Yeah, and the first time I was on the ground in Valverde County, I'd never been to Del Rio before, Valverde County, and the sheriff there picked me up at the airport, literally went right to the border, this little area that they walk across, literally. I was there 15 minutes digging through clothes, finding Haitian passport, Cuba ID, round trip tickets to Medellin, Colombia, that, you know, were the return to Mexico City and Colombia was, you know, 3 days after they were there. Okay, this is just one media guy, right, on the ground taking this in. So this is there for the looking. The most disturbing part I had, Brandon, was looking into the eyes of your agents and seeing them be defeated.
Demoralized. Yeah. Demoralized. Absolutely demoralized. When you have a president that doesn't support the mission, when he actually attacks his own agents for doing the job that he sent them out to do, of course, we're going to wonder, why are we putting that uniform on? Why are we going out and trying to protect the border? But we do it. Even though we have a president that does not want anything to do with our mission, we continue to wake up in the morning, put that uniform on, because we care about the American public. We want the American public to be safe. We believe in borders. We believe in secure borders. And for that reason, we go out and we do it every day.
Give us a sense of the numbers of what you, you know, I hear about getaways. Tom Homan talks a lot about, you know, literally 300,000 plus getaways.
Yep.
But in your estimation, the ones we know about, the unknown, what are we talking about just in the 3 months since, the 3 month period into 2021 that Joe Biden officially takes control of that situation?
So in 8 short months under President Biden, the known gotaways, we have had nearly 400,000 people that have crossed our borders illegally that were detected but were not apprehended, that were able to make it into the United States. That number is a small fraction of what's actually getting away. We do not detect every single person that crosses the border illegally. I mean, just look at the drugs. We have a huge drug problem because we're not detecting the drugs. It's the same with illegal immigration. We don't detect everybody that crosses the border illegally, but what we know of is 400,000, but again, that's going to be a fraction of what's actually crossed the border and has made it into the United States.
And people who I would assume are here to do us harm as well, right? What's in that number? A million people, what's in that million?
Well, again, look at just under that bridge in Del Rio after we cleared it out. Gambia, Senegal, Uzbekistan. Again, we are apprehending people from around the world, 151 different countries, and we know that that a majority of the countries around the world don't like the United States. So if that's the people that are coming into the United States, the threat to our citizens is great and dire, yet this president just doesn't seem to take it seriously.
Not only doesn't take it seriously, he's fighting to retain the power to do this, defying a federal court now on the Remain in Mexico policy, and I understand also this week there's a another policy about to expire that is of grave concern. Tell us about that.
Today, Title 42. If Title 42 expires, that's the one thing that keeps illegal immigration in check. Our ability to immediately expel people from this country under Title 42. A judge, Judge Sullivan, 2 weeks ago, he just said that was unconstitutional. He said it was illegal, and so he got rid of Title 42. That is set to expire today. If the courts do not step in and reinstate it, we're in serious trouble.
What should happen? What our listeners are as frustrated as you are about this. What can they do? What is this up to Texas now? Since the federal government's defined this, just give us a toolbox of what can be done.
So obviously, this administration is not going to listen to any Republicans. So it doesn't matter. They can scream and yell as much as they want. What everybody around the country has to do is they have to put pressure on their Democrat lawmakers. If we can put pressure on the Democrat lawmakers for them to go to the White House and say this has got to change, then there's a possibility that it might change. But right now, this president, he is pandering to his base. That's all he's doing. He's listening to what his base wants, and he's giving the base what they want. If these lawmakers are willing to stand up and put pressure on the president, then we might see a change.
What about Texas? They seem to be saying some of the right things, not necessarily doing the right things, taking longer than I'd like, but should DPS agents backfill? Tom Holman told us yesterday about assignment sheets where, the surge happens over at under the bridge, and all of a sudden there's hundreds of miles of unprotected border, and that basically the yin-yang from the cartels, it's a rope-a-dope. We're gonna send them over here so you're not looking over there, and then we'll ram the bad stuff through there. That seems to me to scream for more law enforcement on the border and more backfill for the Border Patrol. Is that the answer?
Well, to be honest with you, it doesn't matter how many people we have on the border. If we take somebody into custody and we're just going to release them like what we're doing right now, it really doesn't matter. What we have to have is we have to have policy. I have lawmakers all the time asking me, what is it that you need? Do you need more technology? Do you need more agents? And the answer is no. We need policy. We need them to go back and say, if you cross the borders illegally, you will either be held in custody pending your deportation proceeding, or you will be sent back to Mexico pending that deportation or asylum proceeding. If we have that, illegal immigration drops to all-time lows. And when that drops, we can then go after the cartels. We can go after the criminality that exists on the border and cut into their profits, and we can cut into their profits, we can make them go away. That's what has to happen.
Has there been any thought of a mass walkout by Border Patrol agents just in protest?
No, you can't. Even the talk of that will get you fired. So we can't even talk about a strike or a protest or anything like that. That's just that's federal law.
And I imagine you've seen this movie before with air traffic controller, so you know what would probably come.
Yep, Ronald Reagan, he was willing to shut down the economy with air traffic. Again, Ronald Reagan was a great, great president. He did two things wrong. The IRCA of 86, and then, of course, shutting down the economy with the firing of the air traffic controllers. But he fired over 11,000 air traffic controllers. Biden wouldn't hesitate to fire Border Patrol agents because he doesn't even like our mission.
Well, we can pray.
I get that. I just don't understand.
Good men and women of the border. Anyway, we appreciate the good men and women of the United States Border Patrol, and I certainly get that they're at risk of being fired. I'm just waiting for some people to stand up and say enough, no matter the cost. More after this.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Supercharge your productivity with the ultimate green machine. Butler Ag Equipment has a variety of Fendt tractors on the lot with 3.29 financing for 60 months. Not only do these tractors come with the best maintenance warranty, but they are packed with raw power and great fuel savings. Stop in to Butler Ag Equipment today to get your Fendt tractor, where great products and better service come standard.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More bad news on America's frail economy. The number of Americans seeking jobless benefits unexpectedly rose last week, the Labor Department reported Thursday. Initial filings for unemployment benefits, seen as a proxy for layoffs, rose to 362,000 last week. That's up 11,000 from the prior week. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones expected to see the weekly new claims drop, but they didn't. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Wednesday night that an agreement to keep the government funded through the first week of December will be voted on today by lunchtime in Washington. A Danish artist was given $84,000 recently by a museum to use in a work of art. When he delivered the piece he was supposed to make, it was not quite as promised. Instead, the artist, Jens Honning, gave the Nuta Museum of Modern Art in Aalborg, Denmark, two blank canvases and said they were titled, Take the Money and Run. This is USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. You ready for the menu today? Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, meatloaf dinner. Meatloaf dinner. That's right. I'm sitting across the way from the good Sheriff Tom Hodgson of Bristol County, Massachusetts. If a sheriff in Massachusetts cares about this border patrol, this border meltdown, then I think a Minnesota sheriff should care. We all call the Minnesota sheriffs. Why don't you care as much as some of the North Dakota and South Dakota sheriffs do? But I bet he couldn't get as good a meatloaf dinner in Bristol County, Massachusetts, as you could in Harwood, North Dakota. Pulled pork sandwich on 12th Avenue and I-29. Salisbury steak and MP Avenue. Glendon chicken Alfredo. Yulin macaroni and beef. Pulled pork with French dip sandwich in Valley City. Lasagna, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Today we're talking about the crisis at the border. Sheriff Tom in a moment. First, Mark Morgan. And again, these are people that know it firsthand. They've been on the front lines. And Mark Morgan was the acting commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol under Donald Trump. You see him on Newsmax, senior fellow at FAIR, and chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, FBI agent, LAPD officer, Marine, lawyer. Mark, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Well, you know what? Actually, that's not true. I'm angry and frustrated just about every day as I see what this administration is doing to our southwest border.
Yeah, so are our listeners, by the way. There's a mix of anger, frustration, sadness, really, a sense of defeat. I see it. You and I were at the border earlier this year, and look into the agents who are look at you like, Mark, you had our back. They don't have our back anymore. I mean, I'm most sad for them.
Yeah, I think sense of defeat is an accurate description, because the truth is, even though Secretary Mayorkas, the chief architect of all this, continues to lie to the American people, bald-faced lie to the American people, the truth is we have lost control of our borders. What we saw in Del Rio is just a microcosm. That's not just happening in Del Rio. A few weeks ago, we saw the same thing under a bridge in McAllen with 5,000-6,000 illegal aliens there. And look, this is, we've lost control over all 2,000 miles of our border. And what's so frustrating for me and what angers me is that this administration inherited the most secure border in our lifetimes. And with a stroke of a political pen, it's this administration that dismantled it and then lied to the American people about what they did.
And a court, a federal court, has affirmed that to say Remain in Mexico was working and should go back in. That was the linchpin, wasn't it?
It was. That was the game changer. That closed, Scott, you know, that closed one of the most significant loopholes in the immigration system. That is, if you came to our border illegally as a family, that was your passport in the U.S. You were released, never be heard from again. We know they never show up and they remain here illegally. MPP closed that loophole down. It ended catch and release. And by February of 2020, we reduced the flow of illegal immigration by 75%. This administration stopped it.
explain the problem today. You've obviously described well the measures in place in the Trump administration. They were quickly, swiftly, and purposefully, in my mind, undone. How bad is it right now? What do you want our listeners to know?
It's really bad. Let me give you a stat. 400,000. And look, I don't want to overly focus on numbers because I think people just, at some point, it doesn't mean anything to them. But here's a number that should matter, and I'll give you context why. 400,000. That's the number of gotaways. That's the number of illegal aliens that have gotten past our frontline defense, our Border Patrol agents, and broken our country and made their way into every town, city, and state. And why is that number so high? Because this is not about illegal immigration. This is about border security. And when you open your borders up to one threat or crisis, you're opening your border up to the complex threat of crisis that we have at our border. Border Patrol agents are pulled off the line to process now 200,000 illegal aliens. What does that do? It opens our borders wide open for what? Drugs pouring in, gang members pouring in, criminal aliens pouring in, and it opens our border up to an increased national security threat. That's what we have at our borders right now.
And what will the consequence of that be? What is the impact of that next year, 5 years, 10 years down the road?
Yeah, it's today. We're feeling the impact of this administration's open borders right now as we're speaking. Last night, I heard an angel family. An angel family, for those of you listening who don't know, is a family that lost a loved one at the hands of an illegal alien that should not have been in this country. The crime was prevented. And this one angel family told how her son had been beaten, hogtied, dumped in an open field, and burned by an illegal alien. That's what we have going on right now. Right now, we have drugs pouring in. Right, fentanyl, we've seen a 300% increase in seizures and fentanyl. Well, guess what? When seizures go up, so do the amount of drugs that have gotten through, right? So we're having a drug overdose. Right now, as we're talking, there's an American citizen that died of a drug overdose right now. I could keep going on and on. Gang members pouring in. Criminal aliens pouring in. So we're seeing the consequences every single day. And Scott, we haven't even talked about the economic impact and what it costs taxpayers for every single illegal alien that comes in here and remains here illegally, as they are almost all of them on some form of federal or state or local assistance.
Why would this administration want that?
Yeah, so that is the question. I've served this country for 35 years under six administrations, both Republican and Democrat. The nonsensical America Last, jeopardizing every aspect of our public health, safety, and national security. Nothing makes sense except for this. They see a perceived political benefit, and there's two ways. One, through increased House seats, because now illegal aliens are counted as part of the census, so they're playing the long game. The other perceived benefit is they believe every single illegal alien that they find a pathway to citizenship is going to equate to a Democratic vote, gives them perpetual political power. It's all about politics, America Last. It's disgusting.
So they'll take the consequences to have more votes.
Correct. That's it. Clearly, that's what they're doing. Scott, I think you're absolutely right. They're going to take all of this, and they're going to lie to the American people. I mean, this secretary, I used to say, hey, here's when you know Secretary Mayorkas is lying, when his lips are moving, right?
Yeah, no, it's so sad. It's ridiculous, you know.
But it's true.
Yeah, and of course, same thing with Kamala Harris. Don't come.
Right. You know. I mean, look at Del Rio. So this is just a microcosm of his lies, right? So in Del Rio, as illegal aliens are literally going back and forth from two countries at will, they actually come to America, hang out on the bridge, and Scott, they're like, you know, I'm hungry. I'd like to have a few beers. Guess what they do? They go back to Mexico, hit the food trucks, grab some chow and beer, and come back to the United States. While that's literally happening, the secretary said, oh no, our borders are closed. It's absurd.
What is our hope at this point?
Look, our hope, this is where our hope is, in my opinion. So we have to be honest, and we have to be real with ourselves. This administration is not going to do anything to change this. Their strategy right now, they're not going to stop the flow for the reasons we said. They're just going to get better at covering up and facilitating the release of more individuals and then lying to the American people. They're in removal proceedings, right? That's another lie of the secretary. Removal proceedings. Your listeners have to understand, every time he says that, he means released into the interior of the United States, never to be heard from again. So they're not going to change. They're going to keep this illegal immigration going. Our borders are going to be insecure. So really, at the end of the day, it's states. States are last line of defense. Like the great state of Texas, Governor Abbott is pushing. He's doing a tremendous job. A.G. Paxton in Texas, again, he's filed multiple lawsuits. Another patriot, Tom Holm, and I, we've presented several affidavits. We're 3-0 right now of the lawsuits that Texas has filed, and they've won. The listeners, they need to get with their state legislator, their state AG, their state governor, and demand that they take action to fill the gap that's being done by this federal government.
We're obviously with listeners in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, the upper Midwest breadbasket.
Yep.
Should we worry about the northern border?
Yeah, so this is a good northern border, southern border, all borders. And here's what we say. What happens at our borders does not stay at the border town, city, and state. So what happens at our southwest border, what happens at our northern border, that threat makes its way into every town, city, and state. And Scott, you and I have talked about it. That's why I always say and said for a long time, every town, city, and state is a border town, city, and state. Because what goes through, it's a transit point. It makes it with drugs. It doesn't say it's southwest border. It makes it through. But let's take a look at the northern border. There's a couple reasons. First of all, there's not enough resources out there. Canada, their visa laws makes ours look squared away, right? And so there's a real, real threat with respect to our northern border, in my opinion, with respect to a national security vulnerability. We've taken our eyes completely off that, in my opinion, because we're so focused on our open borders south.
So to the governors of North and South Dakota, Kristi Noem obviously has been a warrior on this, but Governor Burgum's issued statements about it and obviously concerned about it. Montana has been, you know, unafraid, at least on COVID things, to do executive orders or get their legislature involved. Minnesota's a Democrat. What do you want the constituents there to tell their governors and their attorney general?
Two things. One is that what's happened in our southern border makes its way to all those northern border states, right? So drugs that are pouring in from the southwest border are making their way to every one of those states. Criminal aliens that are in the southwest border are making their way to those states. Illegal aliens that this administration is releasing into the United States are being released into those states, and they're having to, from a finance and taxpayers, they are footing the bill for that. And the last thing I'll say is the northern border is a real threat as well. And again, this is about border security, south border, northern border, to protect us against all threats, Scott.
I have heard from many people who've had conversations with President Trump about not only being the Republican nominee, but also lining up the Dream Team.
Right.
Have you had that conversation with President Trump yet?
So, you know, even if no, I haven't. If I had, I wouldn't, you know, give the details of that conversation. I'd protect that. But I can tell you, you know, there's other, you know, other patriots like Tom Holman. If the president asked us to come back, we'd come back in a heartbeat. And I tell you, we could fix this stuff. I almost said a different word, but we could fix this stuff. Give us a week. Tom Holman and I, we'd fix it.
He's a little frustrated, isn't he?
No, he and I both. I think that's why we get along. I think literally every day we wake up, I see the new headline, I see the disaster that continues, and within 5 minutes of waking up, I'm frustrated and angry, but that's why we're here. And, you know, Scott, thanks for what you do. I mean, you're playing a very critical role for this country right now. Getting the message out, getting the truth out, the honesty out, the reality, because the American citizens are, if they can hear anything from me, they are not getting the truth from this administration. With everything, it's not just the issues with the horses, right? I mean, Secretary Mayorkas lied about what was happening to the horses, all the way up to the President of the United States. Well, guess what? They're lying about everything else that's going. If they're going to lie about that to destroy agents' reputation and their career, you don't think they're lying about everything else? Of course they are.
And on that point, these people were under your command in the Trump administration. Yep. Explain the role of horses and explain what the whips are for.
Yeah, so look, horses play a critical role, and they have, and for Border Patrol since 1924. It's essential to the terrain. A lot of people, if you haven't been there, their terrain can be horrific and adverse. Vehicles can't go there, ATVs can't, and it's dangerous.
It's a thick, thick brush. It's like anything you've ever seen.
Anything you've ever seen, hills and rocks and everything. It's dangerous for agents to go on foot. Horses can transverse that. What they had, what people say were whips. One, were not whips. They were reins. And the reins are used to control the horse. And those reins, and sometimes they have to connect with the horse pretty hard, especially, can you imagine, in that type of environment, especially you've got people all around you. Oftentimes migrants will try to grab the horse, and those reins are used to get the horse's attention to make sure the horse will do what the rider is telling them to do. That's what those pictures depicted. And here's another thing those pictures depicted, Scott. There's that one picture of the border agent that's reaching down from his horse, grabbing an illegal alien shirt. If I was commissioner of CBP right now, I'd call my office and I'd give him a darn medal because he was doing his job. Think about it. Part of his job is to stop migrants from illegally entering the United States. And there was an illegal alien that was not complying with his command, and he put his hands on him to apprehend him.
What I'm talking about. Awesome.
Right here, right now. is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
If you are upgrading or remodeling your office space, you need to talk to InterOffice and hear how they partner with Herman Miller. They help businesses organize and improve their office space and energy. In their new location, they doubled their showroom space to showcase more Herman Miller furniture and carry more chairs and styles for you to try out. The only place to get Herman Miller in North Dakota is at InterOffice, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. InterOffice, environments for life.
Remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California. It's over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from L.A. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax, 9 p.m. Central. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services too, like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading, folks. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Washington, D.C., we're talking about the assault on the rule of law at the U.S.-Mexico border that is as bad because of the lack of attention to it, and a more expensive border, at least for drugs, at the northern border. Do you care? Does it matter? One guy that's cared for decades is the leader of this organization, the Federation of American Immigration Reform. Listen to these words, and you really get to the root of the problem, okay? After I tell you about our friends at Pfeiffer's, they've got a 712-acre auction, land auction, getting underway in Renville County today. It'll be online, Pfeiffer's.com. Just quick register and then bid free right there online. If you're not part of that, it starts at 10 a.m., and then they never rest at Pfeiffer's. Hettinger County later tonight, 631 acres. Check them out right now. Pfeiffer's.com, and coming up, big construction equipment auction next Tuesday in Warroad, Minnesota. Pipers.com or call 877-700-4099. Dan Stein, tell our listeners what they can do about this border nightmare.
Well, right now, Biden is polling somewhere between 25% and 30% of public approval on his immigration policy. You would have to be politically the dumbest person alive not to see that this is tanking the political prospects for Democrats in 2022. They may have had a shot of holding on to the Senate, but with the way the polling is going now, I mean, how are the Democrats going to get people to come to the polls or even fill out these mail-in ballots, right? I mean, you can't even find a Democrat who's going to sit there and defend Biden. They'll just say, oh, he's not Trump. Like, somehow that's enough of a reason to tolerate, you know, ineptitude and incompetence. Christine Noem is obviously a national player, so of course you can see they're going after her now because, you know, this is how the machine operates, right? Power is intoxicating. Democrats have evolved over the years, right? They used to have a strong labor union component and strong borders, AFL-CIO, all part of their platform. But when we signed all these trade agreements in the early 90s and we outsourced all our manufacturing, the unions collapsed. And that left basically a non-union labor force, so the Democrats had to find a new constituency. And they came up with, you know, this sort of radical left thing of post-Marxian identity politics. They couldn't use class, because they don't have class. So they came up with racial identity. And suddenly the demographic shifts that immigration provided were very conveniently fitting into that mold. And that way they say, oh, we need to maximize immigration legally, illegally, because it helps our party in the long run. Forget the rule of law. Forget the customs, traditions, and all the great ideals that helped build this country. Forget capitalism. We get lunatics like AOC in Congress. And young people today are going, you know, maybe socialism is good. Yeah, let's just forget that everywhere it's worked, it's been catastrophic. But they see that the demographic reengineering game that they're playing here is, you know, suiting. Remember that socialism always governs in the name of the poor people, these unvoiced, these voiceless people that they claim to be supporting. But all the literature going back to Condorcet all the way through William Godwin and everything, there's a transition period when the opposition, the reactionaries, have to be mowed down. And that's what, you know, we are, basically. Trump voters, anybody who supports immigration control, who liked the way things used to be in America, who believed in, you know, Mr. Smith goes to Washington. The government was supposed to be kind of a platform for voluntary associations of family, faith, church, and all those things. They're basically the problem. They're like the kulaks to the Bolsheviks, and they have to be rubbed out. And that's why the Democrats in forming alliances with these snot-nosed tech censors is a huge threat to our democracy, because during the transition period, they're trying to suffocate and stamp out alternative points of view and free debate in our country. And this is like, we have a nation to save at this point. It's not more than immigration, because basically the one-party dictatorship the Democrats are trying to create out of this entitlement dependency, this trillions and trillions of dollars of spending to set up the model that they believe works for them, which is to create welfare-dependent Americans who will never vote for any politician who says we need to cut spending in these programs. This is like you can't do this. Is the end, okay? It won't be the America we self-reliance, independence, can-do, make your way, freedom, have your opportunities. It's all going to be gone. And immigration, unfortunately, is a big part of what should be a great story. Horatio Alger and teaching what makes America great has turned into something entirely different.
So well said, Dan. So well said. We need to stand up and refuse to be mowed down. History's chock full of examples of where that's happened, and can it happen in America? I hope not.
Whatever's happening with the Biden administration on immigration and the borders can never be allowed to happen again. This country cannot prosper and thrive or compete with China or anyone else worldwide if we don't control our borders. It's just this, at so many levels, whether it's a dependency on tech labor as opposed to growing our own. You know, multinationals don't care about public education because they think they can hive off people from other countries to do the tech work instead of investing in our programs in elementary school. And then illegal immigration and others undercut wages and working conditions for poorest Americans or Americans with less education. At every level, the way immigration is practiced now, it's making our domestic priorities more difficult and more challenging as a nation. Apparently, they call this good trouble among the Democrats. They think this is worthwhile. And honestly, and when the history of this whole era is written, the betrayal of the African-American community by the Democratic Party from 1965 forward, by admitting massive numbers of immigrants to come into the country instead of giving Americans a chance to get a leg up, one of the great tragedies of our civil rights movement is they don't understand that if you don't control your borders, workers achieve no bargaining leverage. If they have no bargaining leverage, you wind up with the political tumult that comes from the widening gap between rich and poor that undermines the political stability we enjoyed through most of the 20th century.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Keep holding our feet in the fire, and we'll do the same.
We sure will.
There's a Patriot for you, folks. Brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile, by the way. Now more than ever, it is important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now and get free activation. What do you think of that? Free activation! Plus, there's discounts for multi-line accounts, veterans, first responders. Go to patriotmobile.com, flag family today.
Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell you about a Hot Spring Spas. Great hot tub. What do they cost?
They start at around $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. We have one for anybody's budget and backyard. And
great financing too, right?
We do have great financing options. You know, it is kind of a waiting list thing, but we do have them coming in 2021. So get on the list, get yours, be part of Every Day Made Better.
Wellness is the word to remember. Make 2021 much better. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. We're Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here. Find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.